This is the Classic Rock and Metal Podcast, featuring all your favorite bands from the 70s and 80s. The old stuff, the new stuff, the news, interviews, everything you need for your hard rock and metal fix. Right here, right now.
Chris Tetley was a radio broadcaster who passionately supported heavy rock and metal during the 1980s, and his show on Manchester's Piccadilly Radio was essential listening for anyone who could pick it up. He was always open to hearing new bands and on many occasions would take demos from local bands and put them on the show. He interviewed all the main acts who came to the UK during that time, and these interviews are now time capsules for the rock and metal scene in the 80s. The Classic Rock and Metal Archive Show is proud to present some of these and other archive interviews as part of our new series to sit alongside our regular Classic Rock and Metal podcast. ZZ Top are returning with a new album in 2012, their first since 2003's Mescalero, and the debut track, I Guts to Get Paid, we'll hear later in the show. In the meantime, we head back to August 1985, when the UK's rock and metal fans were getting ready for their annual pilgrimage to the Castle Donington Monsters of Rock Festival. The bill this year consisted of Magnum, Rat, Metallica, Bon Jovi, Marillion, and a slightly controversial headliner, ZZ Top. Some people felt that they weren't big enough to headline the flagship event, and of course, many of the hardcore Top fans were in dispute over the multi-platinum Eliminator album, which had signalled a departure from the band's signature sound of previous years and propelled them into a household name via the dreaded music charts. As it turned out, the band converted many doubters on the day, as they've done many, many times before and since, with their unique and always enjoyable live show, including a guest appearance by the famous Car, which was flown over the showground during the afternoon. Chris Tetley had caught up with the band in London prior to the show, and his full interview with all three members is here for you now.
Without any shadow of doubt, one of the finest bands that's going to be appearing at Donington this year is ZZ Top. Now, I've never met them before, but I've been dying to meet them. The fact is that I'm not actually speaking from Donington at the moment. I'm speaking from a Knightsbridge hotel, very beautiful hotel actually in England, the Carlton Towers. And these boys have just flown in. Where have you actually flown from? Is it Texas where you come from?
We flew directly from Houston. We were touring in the States and we stopped off in town for a day. And flew right over here to London.
Now, you are Dusty Hill?
I am.
Yeah? And the guy that is so good...
That's right.
...is Frank Beard.
That's right.
I'm sorry, that's an in-joke. You can't lay you into that. And my main man here is Billy Gibbons.
Right.
...as well. Yeah. Okay, you've toured all over the world constantly, what, for about 12 years now, is it?
13
years. It's a long time. But you've not done very much in this country, really. Any specific reason?
Well, opportunity just never presented itself before. We had different things would come up to prevent us to, but we're going to correct that. We're playing this show, and then we're coming back in November, I believe, and doing quite a few shows in the
UK. Great stuff. Oh, I'm so delighted. Because you've had a lot of albums out as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I think Eliminator marks the 9th release for ZZ Top.
Tremendous. I wonder how many people out there have actually got all of those albums. I haven't, I have to admit, actually.
I haven't all.
It was Ricky Medlock from Blackfoot that put me onto your band, and I was just knocked out.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. This was last year, actually. I was also in London. He said, one thing you've got to do, as soon as ZZ Top come over, you get those guys on tape. Well, we've got it.
Right.
We've got it together. Okay, so you've got a pretty outrageous stage show, haven't you?
Indeed. In fact, the show we're doing at Donington on Saturday is a little bit trimmed down, but nonetheless, we're going to ensure a good show and request that everyone please put on their seat belt, because they will definitely need it after Saturday.
But you've also been complimented on some of your antics, like in the States. I mean, some of the outrageous stage shows, haven't you?
That was, 76 was actually the start of all that, with the animals, and we had the buffalo and the longhorn and rattlesnakes and what have you, and...
What, you fetched them on stage?
Yeah, they were right up there with us.
For the other animals, yes.
And the stage dress too, I mean, that is very, very unusual for a rock and roll band, or a boogie band, whatever you want to call it, isn't it?
So, well, we change all the time.
Whose idea is that then?
Which one?
Well, like the boiler suits, maybe, for one. Sometimes Billy wears a bowler hat. Mm-hmm. You might wear a floppy cap.
Or a beret.
Or a beret, yeah.
Can't It changes. We like to keep it different.
In the 70s, you all split. You all went your own separate ways. What did you do, Bill?
Actually, I came over to Europe. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time here in London, and actually some friends of mine from Texas were living in France at the time with kind of an art group, and that wound up taking us all over to Nepal, which was quite a little jaunt. We thought that we'd just be there for 2 days. It turned into 2 months. But a most enjoyable trip, I must say. Mm-hmm. We even got some material out of that one. Wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Inspired by that trip.
Really, that was all on the El Loco album?
Yeah.
Great stuff, yeah. What did you do, Frank?
I spent the majority of my time down in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Just running around nude.
This is just some man.
That's why he's so good.
Hey, why is it that Billy and Dusty have got these marvellous beards? They really are fantastic. I wouldn't like to know what's inside them. They really are fantastic. And why is it that you haven't got one?
Well,
don't understand.
I'm telling the story for the first time today, and it's I'm too young to grow a beard.
Ooh.
The reason Dusty and Billy have beards is Dusty's too lazy to shave and Billy's too cheap to buy razor blades.
Well, a gorgeous answer. The album Eliminator is an absolute knockout. This is your latest album. How's it selling?
Pretty well.
Good.
I think we've topped the platinum mark in the States, and we're doing well here. In fact, we've been watching the UK charts from our position over there in the States, and kind of enjoying seeing it go up.
Are you pleased with them?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good.
It's fun. It's good. Fun. It's a good record for us because, for one thing, we all seem to like playing it as much as anything we've ever done, and we're still trying to learn how to play those on stage, but it's fun. It's been a good record.
And I'm sure after this interview airs, the record sales will just soar.
Well, they will
Yes, of course.
They will do. I hasten to add at this particular stage that there is a 4-track EP brought out by Warner Brothers, and it's got actually written on the bottom, all from the album Eliminator. Well, that isn't so. Let me just put one thing right. Gimme All Your Loving is off Eliminator. That's right, isn't it? Jesus just left Chicago. That's off Trey's Onwards, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
Jesus just left Chicago.
And Arrested for Driving While Blind is off Tejas.
Well,
how have you? Is that Tejas?
Tejas.
Mm-hmm. And Heard It on the X is off the album Fandango.
Do you remember back in 1966? Country Jesus, hillbilly blues, that's where I learned my lick. Up from coast to coast and line to line to every county there. I'm talking about that outlaw X is cutting through the air. Anywhere, y'all, everywhere, y'all. I heard it, I heard it, I heard it on the X.
So, you
well,
have to go and buy
all. Give me all your loving straight from Eliminator, what can I say?
Why did you not bring out one of my favourite numbers off Eliminator, You Got Me Under Pressure?
You
are going to play it Saturday. You know, I think we'll play it very early in the show, you know, just to get everybody in the mood for it. So I don't know why we didn't put it on this, to be honest with you. I was trying to come up with
Well, they released it in the States on a 12-inch extended play.
You had a truck robbery just prior to coming over to Great Britain, didn't you? Well, tell me something about that.
We were two shows into the tour, which started the 1st of May. Two shows down, and someone relieved us of one of our trucks full of equipment. Stage clothing, guitars, amplifiers, Frank's drums. All of Frank's clothes in his wardrobe, as a matter of fact. Numerous odds and ends, and they found the truck the next day with a few things left in it, but we didn't cancel any shows. We pulled it together. And,
so that's why Frank sat here in the nude, is it?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, fair enough. Preview. Okay, yeah, we have some fairly good shots. Harrod isn't too far away from
here.
Yeah,
I've been there. I've been there today.
Yeah. Also, I've seen a picture of you, that's Dusty and Billy, with a couple of new guitars, a couple of Deans. Are they John Deans? Our own John Dean from Birmingham, are they?
They're Dean from Chicago.
Ah, different blokes. So it's not the guy that does Tony Iommi's guitars for Black Sabbath. Then it's a different guy.
Different guy, but he had prepared those instruments for us for possible use on this tour, and it was quite fortunate that he did, because when the truck got ripped off, he came to the rescue with this matched set, and we've been pretty pleased with him.
Good, yeah. Good. Yeah. So you've no longer got a Gibson like to play on stage, or an Explorer, or
yeah, we still got those. Those were not on the truck.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, they did not get the Gibsons.
I got my bass guitar though. Yeah, or a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they pretty well cleaned out Dusty's stage gear. But actually, it's been okay. This new stuff is working out. They're Explorer shaped.
Yeah.
And they feel pretty good. And
they look good too, actually, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of matching guitar and bass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about your drums?
Actually, I just brought out one of the older sets that I had. Tama Drums supplies me, and I had a couple of old sets that I'd used on the DeGuayo album, and so I brought those out.
One thing that a guy asked me when I was back up in Manchester to ask you about, apparently you're quite well known for gambling. you enjoy playing with the chips a bit. Is that true? Or is it,
Sure.
Really?
Can't deny it. It's true. As a matter of, well, we all enjoy gambling, you know, in Las Vegas and wherever and everything. The last time we toured Europe, as a matter of fact, somebody told Frank that he was on a tour of the casinos of Europe with an occasional stop for a show, because we had it set up through all the tour. Every place that had a casino, you know, that set it up so we could go in, and so I guess we can't deny that we like to take a chance, let's say.
It's interesting, the European casino scene is so different from the United States, and we're a little rowdy for their taste. We've been thrown out of several casinos because when we catch a winner, we like to celebrate about it, and it's more of a hush-hush tone over here, so we have to...
They won't let me wear my hat at the table, and that's a very luck thing with me. Yeah, and there's not that much dice being played over here. A bit of blackjack, mainly roulette, baccarat.
Do they throw the dice in Europe?
Not a great lot.
Not as much. They do, I mean, I'm sure, but not as much as... it's just different, but hey, gambling's gambling, you know.
Do you put a lot of money on, Billy?
Oh, no. I play it safe.
You've got a lot of variety in your music. Some of it is real good, strong rock and roll. Some of it is just straightforward boogie. And some of it is fairly laid back. What are your own personal preferences? What about you, Billy? Do you like the nice, far, sort of get your head down to type music, or
of
what?
Of course, yeah.
You like that, yeah?
But with just about all the ZZ records, we've taken time to at least put one bluesy flavored thing that's a little bit laid back. And this latest one, I Need You Tonight, off the Eliminator album, is really laid back.
Mm.
But it's got that bluesy flavor that we like to play.
What about you, Frank?
I prefer the monkey beats and cut shuffles.
And you, Dusty?
I like to play the hard, fast driving stuff. When I don't play the more laid back stuff. Oh. Or when I'm not playing the boogie stuff.
Tell you they were loonies. So what about, or what is the chance of having a live album then?
It might be good. I think someone mentioned they were planning to record Donington.
That's right, yeah.
And
maybe able to take some tracks off it, possibly.
Yeah, could be.
That'd be lovely. I think it is about time, actually, we had another full, well, it'll be your first full live album, won't it?
Would ZZ
Top.
Would be
if we do it. We're still talking about it.
I think you should do, because ZZ Top are very, very much a live band, aren't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you very, very much indeed for having me. I appreciate it a lot. You know, it's great to see you.
So back to the present day, and under the production wing of Rick Rubin, a revitalised ZZ Top are due to release a full-length album later in 2012. But a taster of what's to come arrived recently with the hip-hop-inspired I Got To Get Paid.
Five lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 folks. Gonna break the bank, but 25 more. About to rip the suits with 25 flows. I got 25 lighters, well, don't you know? 25 fried diamonds in my ring. 25 twirls in the trunks to bang. Oh, Lord. Making moves, making 25 mil. Gonna knock off a big time 99 Seville. Come on. 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser.
You know I got to get paid.
Climbing by 25 doors. Representing for the doors and holding 25 more. ZZ done put 25 out the door. Hitting the highway, gonna do it to 25 shows. 25 letters on my dresser, dresser. You know I got to get paid. Lighters on my dresser, dresser. Yes, sir.
I got to get paid.
Come on. 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir.
I got to get paid.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed our brief step back in time.
You know I got to get paid.
You can view show notes for this episode at www.classicrockpodcast.com, where there's a reminder of the tracks we played, the albums they came off, and most importantly, where you can go and buy them from. There'll be more of these shows scattered in between the regular Classic Rock and Metal podcast shows, which return on the first Monday of every month, starting with the 6th of August, when we'll have interviews and music from Jethro Tull, Fastway, UFO, and former Helloween members Kai Hansen and Michael Kiske.